The day Ruthie went missing, the black fly seemed to be especially hungry. The white folks at the store where we got our supplies said the Indians made such good berry pickers because something sour in our blood kept the black flies away. But even then, as a boy of 6, I knew that wasn't true. Black flies don't discriminate. But now, lying here almost 50 years to the day, and getting eaten from the inside out by a disease I can't even see, I'm not sure what's true and what's not anymore. Maybe we are sour. Regardless of the taste of our blood, we still got bit. But Mom knew how to make the itching stop at night, so we could get some sleep. She peeled the bark of an alder branch and chewed it to a pulp before putting it on the bites. "Hold still, Joe. Stop squirming," Mom said as she applied the thick paste. The alders grew all along the thin line of trees that bordered the back of the fields. Those fields stretched on forever, or so it seemed then. Mr. Ellis, the landowner, had sectioned the land with big rocks, making it easier to keep track of where we'd been and where we needed to go. But eventually, and always, you'd reach the trees again. Either the trees or Route 9, a crumbling road littered with holes the size of watermelons and deep as the lake. A dark line of asphalt slithering its way through the fields that brought us there year after year. Even then, 1962, there weren't many houses along Route 9, and those that were there were already old, the gray and white paint peeling away, the porches tilted and rotting, the tall grass growing green and yellow between abandoned cars and refrigerators, their rust flaking off and flying away with a strong wind.